It is good to be with all of you again.
很高兴又跟大家在一起。
And for the first time since Dr. Lai has joined your midst.
是赖牧师来到以后，我第一次来到这里。
They brought a very special gift for me this morning.
他们今天给了我一个特别的礼物。
A picture of our old seminary campus.
是一个就是我们以前的这个校园的一个照片。
Which, if you go past the place today, it looks totally different.
那么今天你在过这个校园的旁边，这个已经看得完全不一样了。
So thank you very much.
谢谢。
I also learned a new reason why it's important to have a service translated to a speaker.
那我今天也知道了，就是有一个很重要的原因，为什么要有翻译。
Usually, I can figure out what's going on even when I'm worshiping with people who are speaking a different language.
通常我如果跟讲不同语言的人在一起去崇拜的时候，我自己能够知道到底发生了什么事情。
If everybody else stands up, I assume I should stand up.
如果每个人都站起来，我认为我自己应该站起来。
And if they sit down, then I sit down.
你们坐下来，我也坐下来。
And if they're praying, I just assume it's something good.
如果你们祷告的话，那我就想你们肯定是为一个很好的事情祷告。
In fact, last summer on a speaking trip with a group of Korean people.
那么去年夏天，我跟一些韩国的弟兄姊妹一起去旅行。
We had a tour guide during our breaks from meetings.
我们在那里头有一个导游。
Who told us all kinds of, I guess, interesting things in Korean.
那他在这个休息的时候告诉很多有趣的，但是是用韩国话说的。
And my wife and I had no idea what it was about.
那我和我的太太根本就不知道他在讲什么。
But we weren't embarrassed in any way.
但我们并不觉得很害羞。
But I'm so glad this morning that at one point I had a translator.
那我很高兴啊！今天早上在崇拜的时候 ，Jackson 在为我翻译。
Because he said, "Oh, ladies are the only ones singing this verse."
他在告诉我啊，这一段是女士这样唱的。
And I had just started to sing naturally.
因为我自己就自然在唱了。
So I've learned something new today.
所以我今天知道了一些新的东西。
Maybe you were hoping this morning for a message about Palm Sunday.
那么我也可能你们今天想知道一些这个就是 Palm Sunday 就是耶稣进城的这个日子。
In which case I will disappoint you.
那我可能让你们失望了。
I'm going to be speaking about the resurrection.
那么我今天是要讲的是复活的事情。
I'm obviously a week too early.
那我很明显我是比这个提早了一个星期。
But I won't be here next week.
因为我下个星期不会在这里。
And the resurrection is a message just like the message of Jesus' birth.
这个耶稣复活就像耶稣降生一样。
We tend to talk about it one time a year only and then not again until the next year.
那我们经常就是说每年在这个日期讲一次，然后下一次就是再过一年才讲。
So I think it will be all right if we think about it for two weeks in a row.
那我觉得如果我们连续两个星期都去思想这件事是一件很好的事情。
And of all the resurrection stories in the Gospels, I find John 20 the most fascinating.
在这个圣经里头所有讲这个耶稣复活的这个事件里头，我发现这个约翰福音二十章讲得非常好。
So thank you for being willing to read it all.
谢谢你们愿意跟我一起把这个整章经文都读完。
It's the only part of the service that was guaranteed to be inspired.
那么这个是这段经文是让你们能够感到这个圣灵的感动。
Let's look at it together.
那我们一起看这章经文。
The story begins very slowly.
那么这个故事发展得很慢，一开始。
before anyone sees Jesus at all.
当所有的人还没有看见这个主耶稣的时候，
John gives us 10 verses to prepare for that.
这个约翰给了我们十章的经文去为我们预备。
The first two verses are about Mary Magdalene.
那么前面两节的经文是讲这个莫大拉的玛利亚。
Which church history has added all kinds of legendary information to.
那么你知道这个基督教的历史说对这个玛利亚有很多的这种传闻。
She's been called a prostitute.
她有人形容她是个妓女。
She's been called Jesus' special friend.
有人说她是主耶稣的一个特别的朋友。
Not too many years ago, there was one internet episode where she became his wife.
那么在这个大概几年或者十几年之前，我们都知道有一本小说是甚至把她描写成是主耶稣的妻子。
None of that is found in the Bible.
这些东西都不在圣经里头。
Luke chapter 8 tells us she's a woman out of whom Jesus cast 7 demons.
路加福音里头讲她是从一个家庭出来，这个主耶稣为她赶了七个鬼。
But what is striking in these first two verses is when she sees the empty tomb, she simply thinks the body has been stolen.
那么有意思的时候，当她看到这个坟墓里头已经没有主耶稣的尸体的时候，她认为有人把她偷走了。
She's not looking for a resurrection.
她并不是去找这个主耶稣复活的一个证据。
Neither is Peter or John.
甚至包括像彼得和约翰。
And the next 8 verses tell the story of their arrival at the tomb.
那后面八节的经文是讲这个彼得和约翰他们来到这个坟墓的这个过程。
Mary tells them she has found the tomb empty, and so they run to see.
玛丽告诉他们这个坟墓已经空了，所以他们跑过来看。
It almost seems like they are racing each other.
好像是他们俩在互相的在赛跑。
And John, the beloved disciple, says that he got there first, and Peter second.
约翰这个主耶稣所喜欢的门徒，他说他先到了这个坟墓，然后彼得才到。
But they didn't know what to imagine.
他们不知道他们将要看到的是什么东西。
And John saw, and in verse, I can't see the print. In verse 8, he saw and believed.
当约翰来到这个坟墓的时候，他看见这个主耶稣不在了，他就相信了。
He had been the disciple that was seemingly the closest to Jesus.
他是跟主耶稣关系最亲密的。
He probably remembered Jesus' predictions about the resurrection.
他也可能已经记得主耶稣跟他讲了将来他会复活的事情。
Peter didn't understand yet.
彼得还不完全的理解。
And neither man, verse 9, understood from the Old Testament, from the scriptures, that this had to happen.
当然就是说他们两个人都没有从这个旧约圣经里去了解这件事必须要发生。
That's the first third of the chapter.
这是这个整章的三分之一是讲这个事情。
10 out of 31 verses.
那么这是包括这个三十节中其中十节是讲这个事情。
And all we have been told is that Mary thinks the body was taken away.
那我们被告知的是，玛利亚发现这个尸体已经被拿走了。
Peter doesn't know what to think.
那彼得不知道，他会怎么对这件事怎么想。
John apparently begins to believe and yet still doesn't understand it all.
那么约翰他开始相信，但他还不能了解。
Is that the way you would tell the story if you were inventing it?
那是不是如果你 如果重新讲这个事情，你是不是会这么讲？
I don't think so.
我并不相信你会这么讲。
If I'm making up a story in order to convince people that Jesus was alive again, but he wasn't.
那么如果我要去编造一个就是主耶稣已经重新复活了，但是那我不会这么编造。
Then I would want people to see Jesus right away, to recognize him right away, to worship him right away.
那么我会让我编造的故事里这个人马上就能见到主耶稣，然后马上就相信，然后马上去崇拜主耶稣。
But this reads much more like what we would expect of a real historical episode.
但这个讲的就是非常像，就是说这件事真的发生了，是在历史上真正发生的这么一件事情。
Of course, the disciples heard Jesus predict his resurrection.
当然，这个所有的门徒都听到主耶稣讲他将来就要复活的事情。
But that doesn't mean they were able to grasp and fathom what he was talking about.
但这不表明他们完全的理解、完全的了解这件事到底是怎么回事情。
And so, Mary is puzzled, Peter is confused, and John only begins to understand.
玛利亚她也很惊奇，这个彼得他也不知道怎么想，然后约翰他才刚刚开始相信。
But finally, Jesus does appear to some of the followers he had had.
但终于主耶稣在对一些门徒显现了。
Apparently, Mary went back to the tomb and was standing outside of it.
那玛利亚又回到这个坟墓，她在外面往里头看。
And is crying over the theft of the body.
她正在为这个主耶稣的尸体被人偷的这件事情而哭泣。
But peering in the grave, she saw two angels.
但是她通过这个坟墓看到了两个天使。
Who ask her why she's crying?
他们问他你为什么要哭
？Now, if I saw two angels, I would be very shocked.
那如果我看到两个天使，我是非常的震惊，肯定。
I would probably say something to them.
我可能会对他们先问一些问题。
I would start to think.Something spectacular was going on.
那我会想，可能是一个非常神奇的事情在发生。
But the angels speak to Mary and simply ask her why she's crying.
但天使只是很简单的问玛利亚，你为什么要哭
？And she says the same thing she had assumed was true earlier.
那他玛利亚告诉他们的同样的事情，就是他认为主耶稣尸体被偷走了。
They've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they've laid him.
对，他说他们把我的主的尸体拿走了，我不知道他们把他的尸体拿到哪儿。
And then she hears another voice behind her.
但是他又听到另外一个声音。
A man who she looks at and assumes he is the gardener.
他回头看那个人，他认为这个人是个园丁。
And she says, "Have you taken him away? Can you show me where you put him?"
那先生，你是不是把他的尸体，把我的主的尸体拿走了？你能告诉我这个尸体在哪吗
？She doesn't recognize this is Jesus.
他并没有认识到这是主耶稣基督。
If you're familiar with the resurrection stories in all four Gospels, this happens frequently.
如果你很熟悉在这个四福音里头讲主耶稣复活以后的事情，这件事经常呢是被提起就发生。
In the resurrection account in Matthew 28, when the disciples first see Jesus, it says some believed, but some doubted.
在马太福音里二十八章里头讲主耶稣复活的时候，有些门徒相信，有些门徒还在怀疑。
In Mark, when the women first encounter the empty tomb, the angel says, "Go tell his disciples, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee."
啊，在马可福音里头讲这个，当这个妇女来到这个坟墓里头，这个天使跟她说去告诉那个门徒，主耶稣已经复活了。
And the women's first reaction is to say nothing and leave the tomb afraid.
啊，但这些妇女的第一的反应是也没说什么话，她们离开了这个坟墓，觉得很害怕。
In Luke's gospel, there is a man named Clopas and a friend of his who see Jesus on the road to Emmaus.
那么在路加福音里头在讲那个有一个人看见主耶稣在路上走。
And they walk with him a long ways and only recognize him when they're having a meal together.
他们跟主耶稣走了一路，只有当他们坐在一起去。分享食物的时候，他们才认出主耶稣。
And then even later in John chapter 21, Jesus appears on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
在这个约翰福音里头又在讲这个主耶稣在加利利海的旁边出现。
And once again, at first, they just think he's a man cooking fish for breakfast.
那么这个门徒仍然认为他是他们不认识一个人在这个海边在做煮鱼。
If you were making up a story, is that how you would tell it?
如果你要编造一件事情，你会不会像这么讲
？You want to convince people that your Lord Jesus is raised from the dead?
你需要去告诉那个人，让他们相信主耶稣已经复活了。
And so there are a whole series of stories where people don't recognize him.
那么就从这四福音。里头讲了一系列的人，他们都没有认出主耶稣。
Well, that's really persuasive.
这个是很有说服力吗
？But if it really happened, this makes a lot of sense.
但如果这件事真的在历史上发生了，这个其实是有一定道理。
If Jesus had a resurrection body, then it was fit to live forever in eternity.
那么，如果主耶稣他有一个复活的身体，那么这个复活的身体能够存活到永远。
It must have looked somewhat different from Jesus before.
那么这个身体一定是跟主耶稣原先的身体看起来有一些不一样。
As I look out over the audience, I see people of many different ages.
那么我从这个讲台上看大家，我发现有不同年龄的人。
And some of you are still young and beautiful.
那么有些人你们很年轻，还很漂亮。
And the rest are old and beautiful.
那么还有些人是年纪大，但仍然很漂亮。
But am I the only one in the room who is looking forward to a resurrection body because this can get better?
那么我是不是在这个所有的人中其中一位，能够向往当复活的身体，能够比我现在的身体更好呢
？What John describes here, like in the other Gospels, is exactly what we should expect if the story is true.
那么在约翰在这里讲的跟其他的这个福音书讲的一样，就是当我们复活的身体是什么样的
？It's still Jesus. Eventually, people do recognize him.
这个仍然是主耶稣基督，大家最后还是认出来他。
How many years has it been since I have seen the lies?
当 Our
pastor.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Not lies, but.
那我没有见到莱姆叔有很多年了。
They don't look exactly like I remember them.
他们像我就是印象中他们那个样子了。
And I'm sure I don't either.
我相信我也不是说是他们的印象中我的样子了。
And yet we can recognize each other.
但我们仍然能相互的认出对方。
Something like that, only much bigger and greater, is going on here.
这个是就是类似的事情，但是更大的一件事情。
But.When Mary recognizes Jesus,
当玛利亚认出主耶稣的时候
she grabs him and apparently hugs him tightly.
他抓住主耶稣，然后紧紧地拥抱主耶稣。
And so Jesus says, "Don't hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Verse 17.
当他们在十七节，主耶稣说：“不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。”
This is not going to be a permanent experience, Mary, you and I here in the garden.
那么他想跟玛丽说，这个我们在这个花园里头不是一个永久的事情。
And there is still more that has to happen in this story.
那么这个故事里头还有很多事情要发生。
We move to that first Sunday evening.
那我们回到这个第一个星期天的时候。
And 10 of the 12 disciples are together.
当那个里头这个有十位，就是十二个门徒里有十位在一起。
Judas, unfortunately, has taken his life.
犹大已经自杀了。
And we don't know where Thomas is, but he is not present with them.
我们不知道多马在哪里，但是他也不在。
Jesus appears, and this is more dramatic still.
主耶稣在他们之中显现了，仍然是非常有一个戏剧性的。
He's not just standing in a garden one minute.He's not in the room, and the next minute he's there.
他不是说是啊，他一会儿在花园里，一会儿就在这个，这他们这个屋子里了。
And although John doesn't say so, I expect there might have been a little fear on the part of the ten.
虽然约翰没有说，但是我想他们中间可能有些人在很恐惧。
So Jesus says, "Peace be with you."
主耶稣说平安。
And if there's any doubt that it's really him, he shows him his wounds.
那么，为了证明他是他，他向他们显现他的这个伤口。
And then we read the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
当我们往下看，门徒们认出主耶稣就非常的欢喜。
And in an action that is somewhat mysterious, he breathes on them the Holy Spirit.
那么他们又主耶稣又向他们吹了一口气，让他们接受了圣灵。
But it won't be until Pentecost, 50 days later, that the believers are completely filled with the Spirit.
那么这个要再等五十天到五旬节的时候。这个门徒在马可楼的时候才能完全的被圣灵充满。
It will only be then that they are fully empowered to announce the message of Christ's death and resurrection.
只有当那个时候，他们才能去宣告主耶稣复活的这个信息。
Is that the way you would tell the story if you were making up a piece of fiction?
那么，如果你编造一个故事，你会这么讲这个故事吗
？We've got over.Eager Mary, who just wants to grab Jesus and hang on to him.
那么我们其中里头有一个人，像玛丽一样，他就想紧紧的就抱住主耶稣基督，不让他走。
We've got just 10 out of the 12 disciples.
我们只有这个十二个门徒之中十位。
And they're given a great promise and a great gift.
他们被允许了这个圣灵。
And in The rest of John 20 and all of John 21, they do absolutely nothing with it.
那么这个二十章到二十一章，他们最后也没有说是用这个圣灵做任何事情。
I suspect it's very hard for us to read the accounts of the resurrection because we know too much.
我怀疑，因为我们现在这个社会已经知道了很多，我们很难去相信这个。
We know the rest of the story and everything that happens later.
我们知道这个整个故事，我们知道发生了什么事情，这个最后又发生了什么事情。
But if we try to read it as though we were hearing the story for the first time,
但是如果你去用有可能你第一次听到这个故事的时候去看那个故事的话
，It's remarkably slow in developing.
这个故事非常的缓慢，而且就是慢慢的发展。
Where did you put the body? Mary asks.
玛丽在问你把主耶稣的尸体放在哪儿了
Peter looks at the grave clothes that haven't been undone, but he just doesn't understand.
这个彼得看到这个这个坟墓，然后他不能了解发生了什么事情。
John understands a little bit more, but not the scriptures.
那个约翰知道一些，但是他不能完全的从圣经上去理解。
Mary gets a second chance, and she still thinks the body was stolen.
那个玛丽有第二次的机会，但是她仍然认为这个尸体被拿走了。
And then when she realizes it's Jesus, she just wants to hang on to him.
当她认识到这是主耶稣的话，她就想抱着他不让他走。
And then the 10 men meet him and get an amazing gift.
那这个十个门徒跟主耶稣再次的见面，而且被授予了这个特殊的礼物。
And John tells us nothing more about it.
然后约翰后来就没有再讲任何关于这个礼物的事情。
There's one more episode to occur.
那么还有另外一个章节会发生。
A week later, at the end of the week-long Passover festival,
当这个一个星期再过了这个逾越节以后，
probably the night before the disciples would head back north to Galilee,
也可能是他们这些门徒要回到这个加利利的这个头天晚上。
And this time, Thomas is with them.
这一次的话，多马跟他们在一起。
And we've already read that Thomas didn't believe the ten.
那我们知道这个多马他并不相信他其他十个门徒所说的事情。
And ever since we've called him Doubting Thomas.
我从这件事以后，我们都叫他多疑的多马。
How unfair is that?
这个非常的不公平。
The only reason he doubted was because he wasn't there.
他这个唯一的原因，他为什么去怀疑，是因为他当时不在。
Every other disciple would have doubted if he wasn't there.
那么，任何一个门徒，如果他当时不在场的话，他也会怀疑这件事。
I would have doubted. You would have doubted.
那我会怀疑，你们也会怀疑。
Well, let's just all say that our first name is Doubting.
那我们就都可以叫我们多疑的。
I'm Doubting Craig.
我是多疑的Dr. Bloomberg.
You may say Craig.
Okay, okay.
You are not my student at the seminary. So finally, Jesus appears and proves himself to Thomas as well.
那么终于主耶稣在多马前面显现了。
And the literary climax of the passage comes at this point.
那么这整个故事的这个高潮在这个其中就发生了。
The understanding has been slowly growing and building throughout the chapter.
对这个复活的这个事情的理解在慢慢的在这个章节里头逐渐的在增加。
But finally, in verse 28, Thomas says, My Lord and my God.
那么终于这个在28节多马说我的主我的神。
And how does Jesus react?
那么主耶稣对这多马这句话的反应是什么？
If I were making the story up, I would have Jesus give him the greatest praise imaginable.
那么如果是我讲那个故事，我肯定说主耶稣对多马有一个非常大的一个赞扬。
Thomas, you're right.
这个多马，你是对的。
Don't ever let anybody call you Doubting Thomas.
不要让任何人叫你多疑的多马。
Jesus just gives him half-hearted praise.
主耶稣只是给他一个就是并不是非常好的一个赞美。
Because you have seen me, you have believed.
因为你见到了我，你就信了。
That could also be translated as a question, and some do take it that way.
那也可能是这是一个问题，有些人认为这是一个问题。
You believe because you have seen me? Question mark.
你也可以去讲你只有看到了我才相信我吗？
Either way, Jesus adds, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
那主耶稣说那些没看见我就信的人有福了。
Oh, like me.
就像我一样。
And you.
你们也一样。
Unless there might be someone here who's had a vision of the risen Lord.
那也可能你们里头人是不是有些人能够看到这个主耶稣复活的意象？
There are people in our world who have come to faith that way.
那有些人在这个世界上，有些人是因为看到了这个意象才相信主。
Over the years, I've met a few such people.
那么在这个我过去的一生中，见过几个这样人。
But the vast majority of Christians I've met have never seen with their eyes the risen Christ.
那么但是我接触大部分的基督徒，他们从来没有见过主耶稣的复活。
Is the testimony of the disciples enough?
那么这个他们些门徒做的见证是不是足够的了？
Jesus says it should be.
那主耶稣说是足够了。
Because this is not the way you would make a story up if you were inventing it.
因为这不是说是你如果想编造的话，你就会照这样事情去编造。
And yet, the last two verses of the chapter tell us the purpose of the entire gospel.
但是这个里头最后的两节的经文告诉我们这个福音书的这个真意。
Jesus performed many other signs.
耶稣在门徒行前面行了很多的神迹。
The word is not the word that the other gospels use for miracles.
这个在英文里头，它用的是个 sign， 是一个印记，但是并不是用了 miracle 这个神迹的这个。
It's a word that means you should understand something from this event.
那么这个意思就是说你。应该能够通过这些事情去了解。
And as with everything John narrates, this is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God.
那么这个就像约翰讲这个就是说耶稣就是弥赛亚，他是神的儿子。
And believing have life in His name.
那我们相信神，用他的名义去相信神。
But I do believe, and many of you, maybe all of you, believe.
那我确实相信，我想你们大部分人也都相信。
So what?
那么后来以后会发生什么？
Does that make any difference tomorrow morning at work?
那么你们如果明天早上去上班的时候会发生什么事情？
It should.
那应该会有一些影响。
C.S. Lewis once put it this way, you and I have never met a mortal human being.
那么就说C.S. Lewis 这是一个著名的神学家，他说我们从来没有见过一个mortal
one who will die.
Okay, 我们从来没有见到一个就是将要死的人。
Every person everywhere will live forever.
那么每个人在各地都会永远的活着。
The only question is, will they live with God and all of His people or apart from God and good things?
那么就是这区别是说你是永远的活着，是跟神永远活着，还是说跟神分离？
And that means that all of the other things in life that seem to be so important day by day.
那么就说，这个就说明我们生活中的每天发生的事情，每天发生的事情都很重要。
The computer doesn't work again.
这个电脑又不工作了。
I don't know if I've got enough money for that new device that I want.
我不知道我有没有钱去买这个一个东西，我想要的一个东西。
Oh, come on, son, study more in school.
这个 我的小孩，我希望你能够多在学校里去学习。
This arm that I hurt just isn't healing fast enough.
我这个受伤的这个地方还没有足够，没有很快的愈合。
Or whatever seems so important at the moment.
或者说是任何你现在认为你的生命中发生的很重要的事情。
Is almost insignificant compared to the question, are we preparing ourselves for life eternal?
那么这些所有的事情跟我们未来我们将要预备的我们在永生里的这些都是不重要，跟他们相比都是不重要的。
The sermon some of you might have thought I was going to preach about Palm Sunday sometimes talks about the triumphal entry.
那么你们可能有些人认为我今天讲的是 Palm Sunday， 就主耶稣进耶路撒冷城是一个非常欢乐非常胜利的一个信息。
With all the crowds applauding Jesus, it looks like he's entering Jerusalem in triumph.
当有很多人在围绕，在欢呼主耶稣进入耶路撒冷城，看起来是非常一个荣耀的事情。
But it wasn't a triumphal entry.
但并不是一个非常胜利的事情。
Five days later, some of those same people are crying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
因为五天以后，这个同样这些人，他们有些人在向主耶稣说，把他钉十字架。
They recognized he wasn't going to be their military ruler or political king.
他们认识到主耶稣不是他们所想要的一个军事上的君王，或者说是政治上的君王。
But Jesus will have a triumphal entry when he returns.
但主耶稣当他在重新降世的时候，在重新来到这个世界的时候，他会有一个像一个君王一样的降临。
Zechariah 14 describes the return of Jesus on the Mount of Olives and then making his way triumphantly into Jerusalem.
在圣经上讲，这个主耶稣在复活的时候，他在橄榄山上去从天上降下，他会再重新的回耶路撒冷，像个君王。
And that triumphal entry will make our triumphal entries possible.
那么这个像他像君王一样的降临，就会让我们重新的这个复活，也是一个非常荣耀的事情。
We will get our wonderful new bodies.
当我们会有新的身体。
Can I hear hallelujah?
那我们能赞美主。
But we will enter the amazing new heavens and new earth.
当我们会重新的再进入一个新天新地。
That's what next Sunday is all about.
这就是我们的下个星期天需要讲的信息。
But I'd like to suggest, in a little different way, it's also what.Palm Sunday is all about.
那我今天讲的信息是从另外一个角度，这也是这个为什么 Palm Sunday 你可以从各种角度来看。
Let's let that inspire us throughout this Holy Week.
那我们让这个这件事情在这个将来的这一周给我们带来更多的思想。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们为这件事情祷告，阿门。